You know, you could be like Ron Van Dam too. It's easy. All you have to do is learn to say things like,
Ron, you are so funny.
And,
this is what makes me the wonderful person that I am.
But the trick is, you have to really mean it. You're listening to The Ron Van Dam Show on New England Broadcasting.
The following programming is EI, educational and informative.
Oh, that's not true.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Thank you very much.
Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Welcome to the program. It is the Ron Van Dam Show. Yes, it is. Don't argue with me. I'm not in the mood. Thank you very, very much. The Ron Van Dam Show is taped before a live studio audience. Yes, it is. Thank you. I know. I get it. Thank you. Thank you. You're welcome. Thank you very much. Thank you. Well, anyway, welcome to the pro. No, stop. You're embarrassed. Stop it, please. Come on. Oh, my God. Sit down, please. Please sit down. Please sit down. Please sit down. Thank you very much. Wow. That was thunderous. Very similar to your thighs. That was insulting, wasn't it? Welcome to the program. This is the Friday edition of the program, which means that it's probably the Friday edition of the program where I don't do another new program until Monday. So that's something of no consequence. I have an interesting guest coming up later on in the program. In the meantime, I'm here for your edification and your enjoyment. Oh, my volume was down. Oh, Lord. Anyway, good to be with you. Oh, it's just so, you know, the warmth of one's body is both comforting and disgusting at the same time. It's amazing how that happens. You can be happy and sad at the very same moment. That's dueling emojis as far as I'm concerned. What if you're happy and sad at the same time and you want to do an emoji on it? What would that look like? I don't know. It'd be at odds with itself. I still don't understand the emoji world. I don't understand why we're going back to hieroglyphics. Isn't that what hieroglyphics were when there were cave people? See, they didn't say cavemen because there were cave women too, I think. They're not depicted a lot in the cartoons, but I believe there were cave women. Cave women were always hot, you know. They were wearing like the real tight loins. Cavemen, they were the ones that didn't shave. You know, they just looked, yeah, ugh. Anyway, in order to express themselves, they used to carve into the cave walls various pictures in order to denote their feelings at the time for historical purposes. They were like children writing cartoons on the walls is what they were. And then we evolved. It's funny, when you go to the museums and you watch the evolving of mankind, it's not that they got smarter, it's just that they stood up straighter. That was like their posture got better. To be honest with you, that's the entire evolution of man. They stood up straighter. You know, all those years of their mothers saying, stand up straight. Come on, you're slouching, stand up straight. That's all evolution is. So we evolved to write this great literature and to express ourselves in an amazing, amazing capacity. And then for some reason, who comes along? This Generation X, Generation P, they come along and they go back to hieroglyphics. You know, we're going to express ourselves not through words, but through pictures. Okay. And not even good pictures. Just faces. Happy face, sad face, confused face. That's me. I'm confused face. But you know, we've gotten back to that. We send each other messages with little pictures at the bottom expressing our feelings. What the hell happened to you? I was going to say us, but I don't do that. So I don't use emojis. I never in my lifetime, thank you very much, have never used an emoji. I have never expressed my feelings by a cartoon face. I just refuse to do it. I shall not do it. I will not do it. I refuse to. You can do it all you want, but I'm not responding with any faces. I've evolved a tad more than that, ladies and gentlemen of the jury. Now go deliberate, because I ain't doing it. Unbelievable. The devolving of the human. Lord. I mean, I'm not talking politically. I'm not talking about Trump in a political sense. I don't know if he was a Republican, Democrat, or what the hell he was, or just a rabble-rouser, a troublemaker. I don't know if he's a genius or a schmuck. I don't care. It's not the point. It's just that with him came the civilization just like saying, oh, what the fuck? I'm just gonna malign everybody and insult them and knock them down to size and take away their dignity and destroy them. That came into play. It was like, okay, no, you know, I don't care what your political views are. Don't be an asshole. There are Democratic assholes. There are Republican assholes. Don't be an asshole. Soon as you turn yourself into an asshole, sorry, I cannot recognize you. I will not even send you a angry emoji. So, that's what this country needs to do. I'm sorry to get political, but I'm not going to. I don't care if you're Republican, Democrat, Independent. It has no difference whatsoever. The only difference is your political views. But as far as the destruction of civility and morals, not here, babe. Pack them up. Not here. And until we understand that, we're headed for an emoji that they don't even have a picture for. Okay, let's go on. Thank you so much for being here, by the way. I do appreciate you. I was watching a television show yesterday. I don't know the name of the show because I don't care. But it stars Queen Latifah. I don't understand what she is. Who is this person? I've never heard of a Latifah before. I've heard of a Joe, a Bob, even a Mohammed, but a Latifah? I don't know what is that? And then the first name, apparently the legal first name is Queen. Okay. And she's a singer? Okay. She's an actress? Okay. Is she a queen? What the hell? Why would you name yourself Queen? It's a little presumptuous. Shall I walk around as King Ron? What would you think of me? Well, there's a guy full of himself. King Ron. What, do you wear a crown? No, neither does Queen Latifah. She ain't a beauty queen. I almost said booty queen, which I guess is okay. By the way, I don't understand what a booty is. I'm going to raise my hand. I don't get it. There's a pirate's booty, which is like, what are we talking about here? Are we talking about a wealth in a chest of gold? Or are we talking about somebody's... I don't understand what you're talking about. What are you talking about? These double-meaning words. Did we run out of words? Now we got to give some words double meanings that have nothing to do with each other? The same word? You couldn't come up with another word? I don't understand Queen Latifah. I don't get it. And every time I hear her name, I just who the hell are you? What dynasty did you come from? I don't understand. you can be a queen, but I can't be a king. You've deemed yourself that, and people call you that, and that now you're known as that. And yet if I walked around as King Ron, they'd put me in some type of an institution. I don't get it. I don't get it. I thought that when Queen Elizabeth had passed away, that Queen Latifah was the next one to the throne. By the way, the throne, double meaning. I mean, you know, you're sitting there as you're wealthy, blue blood sitting on a chair of gold lame, and that would be a throne, and it's also the toilet. I two opposites. I think the throne was named a throne sarcastically, so I guess that doesn't apply. Anyway, yeah, I want to be king. I've told you on the show so many times that I'm just getting sick of telling you this, but I really, really wanted to be pope. I know I've talked about this so much, but I couldn't understand why I couldn't be pope. Why couldn't I be the first Jewish pope? What's the problem with that? But, you know, when the pope position opened, and I was informed by smoke signals, I sent in my resume with a headshot of me wearing a papal hat. I figured, well, you know, that should get me in. Not even a response from the Pope people. Not even an Instagram. Thank you for your application, but we've already chosen a pope. Nothing like that. Not even a recognition. I know they received it, because I did a return receipt request to the post office. I made the same accolade when Queen Elizabeth passed. I believe, and I'll say this out loud, I believe that this King Charles guy, this Prince Charles at the time, he was going to get the throne no matter what. They didn't do any application reviews. They didn't check out his Facebook page, nothing like that. There was no interview process. He just automatically became king. Well, excuse me, I sent in a resume for that, and a damn good one too. I was a manager, and I managed like 20 people in a distribution facility at one point in my life. I figured that's going to get me king job. That shows that I know how to handle people. I handle 20 of them. I can be king. I can sit in a castle or in a large mansion, and on purpose not have any political views or no causes to promote, no army to command, no ability to make decisions for an entire country. I can do that. I can do that. I can sit in a chair and sip tea or go into a private room and have a few martinis. I've done those things. I can sit there and look regal. I can see people. That's what you do as a king or queen. You see people. They come to your place. You have servants. And people are introduced to you, they bow to you, and they leave. I can do that. I can be bowed to. No skin off my teeth, baby. I could have been king. How hard is that? I guess there's a grueling schedule of appointments, which end up of no consequence whatsoever. I can do that. I've done things of no consequence whatsoever all my life, successfully. I can do that. I have to ride in a car in the back seat and have somebody drive me around. I can do that. I've done that before. I've been in a New York City taxi. Some guy who's driving the taxi, who had absolutely no vowels in his name whatsoever, yet had 53 letters in his name. I sat in the back of his cab, and he drove me around. I can do that. I don't know what the problem is. I don't know why they rejected me. Is it because I didn't have the same bloodline Excuse me, that's illegal. Excuse me, you can't do that. You can't make somebody king simply because they have the same blood. I don't know what. I don't know if Charles is a type O, AB positive, AB negative. I don't know. I don't know. I might have the same blood. I have no idea. What's with this blood thing? How is that a job requirement? I don't understand. Well, you know, you don't have blue blood. Well, no, I don't. I once I cut my finger, I had a bad paper cut, and it was red. So, like, okay, does that stop me from being king? No, I have all the qualifications. My God. It's just a very, very closed society that they have. I don't know. Anyway, so, and I also told you on prior podcasts that I'm on the verge of giving myself the title of doctor. Dr. Ron. I want people to call me that. There's this Phil McGraw. He's got a television show. He helped Oprah out. You know, it took like a thorn out of her paw or something. And then he had his own talk show. This Dr. Phil guy. They call him Dr. Phil. I don't think so. First of all, you're not a medical doctor. People think you are, but you're not. I mean, Dr. Oz is actually a doctor, but at the same time, some type of a media whore, so that doesn't make him any special either. But if there can be a Dr. Phil, that egotistical son of a bitch, then I can be Dr. Ron without any credentials whatsoever as well. I've talked about this before. No one checks to see if you're really a doctor or not. You don't go to a restaurant and they say, yes, can I help you? Yes, a table for two. Oh, that's going to be a 5-minute wait. What is your name, please? Dr. Ron. Oh, Dr. Ron, a table has just opened up. Follow me, please. Joe, would you seat, Joseph, would you seat the good Dr. Ron, please, and give him our finest silverware? That's all it takes. That's all it takes. And if someone is choking in the restaurant and they say, is there a doctor in the house? I can say, yes, I'm a doctor. Oh, can you help this person who's choking? I choose not to. I'm off. I'm off in the restaurant enjoying my dinner. I don't save people's lives. And besides, I'm not a medical doctor. I'm a doctor of philosophy. What does that mean? Nothing. Nothing. I have a doctorate, so I am a doctor. A doctor of philosophy. I think I am, therefore I am a doctor. That's my philosophy. Wow. You're poignant. I know. See, no one knows what a doctor of philosophy means. So you can be one. There's no one to check. No way to check to see what that means. who do I call? He's a doctor of philosophy. Let's check out his credentials. Well, I don't know who to call. I don't know what this means. Is there a Philosophy Institute of America? I don't know. There is American Medical Association. We can see if he's a member as a medical doctor, a philosophy doctor. I don't know who to call. I have no idea. If he says he's a doctor of philosophy, because he is, I don't even know what that means. Can you prove that you're a doctor of philosophy? Yes, I can. The earth is round. Whoa, you are a philosopher and a doctor at that. I think we should all walk around calling each other doctors because, well, no, I think I should be the only doctor, actually. If I can't be the only doctor in the area, then what's the point of being a doctor? Nothing. I know I think the fees at the golf course are the same for doctors. They might even jack them up for that, so don't use doctor there. But if you want a table at a restaurant, go for it, man. No one's going to stop you. No one's going to check it out. No one's going to call your school. I used to do that when I was looking for jobs, when I was really young, you know, fresh out of college, fresh off the boat, fresh Prince of Bel Air. I used to lie. I used to lie about my, yeah, I did. Do you have a college degree? Yes, I do. Do you have a doctorate?
Yes, I do. Because this job requires a doctorate. Okay, well then, yes, I do. And from what college do you have that doctorate, please, Mr. Van Damme? The College of Brotherly Love in Utah. Oh, I've never heard of it. They closed down 3 years ago. Well, can we contact them to check out your references? No, they don't exist. You can't contact them. They have no phone. And it's been dissolved. I was the last one to receive the doctorate. So no, you can't check. Anyway, it's just a tip for kids. I mean, people who go to college are no smarter than people who don't. Maybe they can spell better or something like that. But no, not really, you know. And there's community college. Seriously, just get some kind of degree or something, or have one printed up at Staples. I mean, you know, come on, let's just move on. Just get a job and shut up. I've said this before so many times. This has nothing to do with anything, but the guy that has saved me from a leaking pipe, the plumber that I use, there's an electrician that I use, a HVAC, a heating, vacuum, and conditioner. I don't know, heating, ventilation, air conditioner. I don't know what the HVAC stands for because I didn't go to college for that. But when my air conditioning wasn't working during the summer, yes, I have enough money to have air conditioning. I called a guy frantically. It could have been a girl, but it wasn't. Frantically, and said, I have no air conditioning and I'm sweating a lot. They came right over and fixed it. It was like $150 for them to walk through the door and do nothing whatsoever. If I don't have to go to college and I can charge $150 to walk through somebody's door before I do anything, that's a good job. You make your own hours. You can work as long as you want, as much as you want, for as old as you want. That's a good job. That's a good job. And then there are college kids who graduate from college and they can't get a job. Well, you have a college degree? Yes. In what? Liberal arts. Oh, well, liberal arts. That's fine. That's wonderful. My God, come in. You can work our nuclear plan here with a liberal arts degree. No. If you're a plumber, electrician, heating and air conditioning expert, lawn maintenance, anything like that, go to a technical school or just have an apprentice show you how to do it. Work with them. You can make tons of bucks, and I mean tons of bucks. Now, there's many, many ways to make money legitimately in this country. Just go out and do it. Stop smoking pot and get a direction in your life. God, I sound like your father, don't I? But believe me, I'm not your father. No matter what Maury Povich tells you, I'm not your father. Okay, we have a guest coming up momentarily to lay some tidbits on you. But first, this short commercial word, and then more of whatever we're talking about.
First, they put jalapenos on your hamburger, but that wasn't hot enough. Then came habaneros, but still, that wasn't hot enough. Next came the ghost pepper, and still, that was not hot enough for you. Well, buckle up, tough guy, because Burger Guy thinks you're not man enough to handle the heat of our new sweet flaming mother of heaven. What the f*** did you assholes do to my hamburger burger? Featuring two of Burger Guy's signature paper-thin patties topped with an experimental hot sauce made from a concentrated hot pepper extract that has only been approved for military use by North Korea. This burger will burn a hole through every inch of your intestines and then slap your mama on its way out for good measure. This burger is so hot they wouldn't let us test it on prisoners. Death row prisoners. But for a limited time, you can try your luck at your local Burger Guy. if you're not a complete pussy.
All purchases of the sweet flaming mother of heaven, what the f*** did you assholes do to my hamburger burger, must be pre-approved by a certified attorney at law with proper notification of next of kin. Sweet flaming mother of heaven, what the f*** did you assholes do to my hamburger burger, must not be consumed within 500 yards of schools or within 1,000 yards of open flame. All Burger Guy franchisees reserve the right to ignore cries for mercy or requests for immediate medical attention.
Laura Begley Bloom joins us now. She is a Forbes and TripAdvisor travel writer of the senior level. Thanks for being, not age-wise, I mean just in level-wise. Thanks for being with us today.
Okay. Thanks, Ron. It's great to be here. Not the senior level.
Right, yes. Didn't mean to know. However, you do know a lot about this subject, and that's where that comes in. It's a weird time in the world. We're itching to get back into the travel mode and to visit both within the country and abroad, but things are getting a little weird again as far as inflation is concerned. So a lot of people are thinking, I'd like to get away, but I kind of really can't. Well, that's not the case, is it, Laura?
No, it's not. I think if you're a smart traveler and if you listen to some of the tips I've got for you here today, you can travel to some great places and you can save money.
Well, that's the way to do it, yes. Because if you don't travel or if traveling helps you relieve stress and to get away, then if you don't do it, it could be worse off. So, okay, let's get started. You don't necessarily have to travel out of the country in order to enjoy. Is that right?
No, absolutely. There's so many amazing things to see right here in the U.S. of A. One place I love is Mississippi, and this has everything a traveler could want.
Really?
There's incredible natural beauty, outdoor experiences, culinary delights, and also incredible hospitality. One amazing thing to check out in Mississippi is the Natchez Trace Parkway, which you can cycle along from 444 miles from Natchez all the way to Nashville. And this is on the bucket list of many cyclists because it goes through four ecosystems and eight major watersheds. Mississippi is also known for its charming and eclectic small towns, places like Hattiesburg, which you can see more than 50 pieces of local art along a local art trail. Mississippi also has signature culinary experiences. People come from all over the place to check out the fried chicken, the catfish, the barbecue, and the soul food. It's also known for its tamales, and there is even a hot tamale trail. You can get more info on visitmississippi.org to hear all about the Magnolia State.
Who would think? Well, all right. Did not think of Mississippi as being a destination, but there you go. You've just described
really, it's
good
so
stuff.
So much to do. Yeah. Really, an incredible yeah. place.
Personally, I don't want to bike 400 miles, but let's say
you can bite it off in little snippets.
Okay, fine. All right, because I do. I'm getting the senior title and for a different reason than you. Okay, what if I just wanted to get away and relax? Because I really don't like crowds. Like everybody goes to the same place, and I'm looking for something a little different.
Yeah, well, I've got something to tell you. Right now, there are great deals and fewer crowds in the Caribbean.
Oh.
And the place that you want to go to is the island of St. Lucia, which is so beautiful. It's one of my favorite places that I've ever been. You want to check out something called the Collection de Petites Hotels. These are small, off-the-beaten-path island gem hotels with 35 rooms or less, and they let you get out and sample the local cuisine and the local culture. St. Lucia is also becoming the adventure capital of the Caribbean. You can go to the majestic and iconic Piton Mountains. You can take an aerial tram through a rainforest. You can go to more than 24 diving and snorkeling spots. And here's the other great news if you're in the U.S. There's amazing airline access. There are flights from all the major U.S. gateways.
Oh.
Yep. And you can get more info for St. Lucia on www.stlucia.org. And I want to mention that's stlucia.org.
Okay. Yeah, you know, I mentioned inflation and, you know, money is not really plentiful. So you're kind of looking for good deals. You don't want to go cheap, but you want inflation busting kind of ideas.
Well, Priceline is your go-to source for deals on hotels, cruises, rental cars, flights, and you can even get the scoop on what's trending in travel right now. New this fall, you can book 80,000 activities in 100 countries Whoa. With Priceline experiences that will really help you get out and enjoy your trip. In the U.S., you can go on a donut tour in Nashville. You can take an electric scooter tour of New York City Central Park. You can go zip lining over Niagara Falls and more. Oh. Internationally, you can do things like skip the line access to the Eiffel Tower in Paris and more. There are even activities in St. Lucia and in Mississippi. One thing I want to mention, too, that you want to book ahead because many of these activities sell out or have limited availability. Mm-hmm. Many of the local activity providers have limited staff and limited availability to be or limited ability to be able to accommodate last-minute bookings. But Priceline Experiences is there to help you plan ahead and enjoy those experiences. Priceline really also is the best deals around. You can get up to 60% off on hotels, and there is a full page that's dedicated to last-minute cruise bookings where you can get rates starting as low as $35 a night. You can get more info on Priceline.com or download the Priceline app.
Okay. Well, there's the information. Once again, I know you just said it, but where do we go for all this summary?
Well, for Mississippi, you can go to visitmississippi.org. For St. Lucia, you can go to stlucia.org, at stlucia.org. And for Priceline, you can go to priceline.com or download the Priceline app.
Fantastic. Laura, I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Do you have anything planned for yourself?
Yeah, I'm actually headed to the Galapagos next week.
Oh my God, I have a feeling you're the kind of person where they can't hold you down.
No, you can't. But so it's fun. It's fun to get out there. So enjoy your travels. Get out there yourself, Ron.
Yeah. All right. Now you made a personal challenge to me. Thank you, Laura. Pleasure speaking to you. Well, that'll do it for me today. I am really out of time. I'll be back again on the next weekday to give you a brand new show to lay one upon you. Ooh, that sounded wrong. But until then, I wish you peace.